My next guest is on the line. He is Herman Mashaba. He is leader of the Action SA party. And we're going to be talking all things Freedom Day related. Herman, you're going to be very glad to know that I'm not going to grill you on your party or politics, but talk about Freedom Day pretty much for the most part this afternoon. Thank you for being with me on Chai FM.
Thank you so much for the invitation. With mixed emotions, because 32 years ago, exactly this day,
yes,
I went for the first time in my life at the age of 34, casting a vote for Nelson Mandela, and I thought I was going to see the explosion of the potential of my country. In reflection, 32 years later, exactly today, I spent more than 4 hours at Vosloorus police station, where one of our fellow South Africans kidnapped for over a month, and the police non-cooperative in dealing with this matter. That's just to give you a sense of how I feel right now. I just got home tired after not having anything to eat. I had people in Orange Farm I wanted to go and address, and I had to send a message to apologize to them for failing to honor my appointment with them.
Yeah, I mean, that resonates what you are saying this afternoon. I think many of us are feeling that 32 years later, we really should have been in a different place. Things could have been done so differently. We've wasted so much time. So much money has been wasted and stolen and misappropriated. The mood should have been so much more upbeat than it appears to be. So,
without doubt, because if you look at South Africa after the 27th of April 1994, the entire world opened up to us.
We
were the envy of the world. I can give you my own practical lived experience. You know, I started traveling in the 80s when I started Black Lives Matter in 1985. I had an opportunity to travel the world, and quite extensive. And during that dark period of my country's history, I would really be ashamed to get people to know that I was coming from South Africa, because I could not explain to them what was happening in my country. But post 1994, during Nelson Mandela's time, first period of the Thabo Mbeki, South Africa was the envy of the world.
Absolutely.
Anytime, anywhere in the world, I would be, people know you from South Africa.
Yeah.
They would embrace you. Here we are, just really, we threw away one of the greatest opportunities a country could ever have been given.
So it's that apathy that I want to discuss with you this afternoon, because every election, millions of South Africans, I would imagine, I don't really know, but I would imagine it's primarily the youth. They just don't pitch up to the voting ballot boxes. And I'm just wondering, is that because we're taking our freedom for granted, or is it a sign that we've lost faith in our political system?
I think it's a mixture of both. The youth of our country, because they've really been so failed by the democratic dispensation, and obviously they've never lived the evil system of apartheid. The only thing that they know is this rainbow nation that Desmond Tutu so eloquently articulated. That's all they know. And all of a sudden, they're unemployed. They've got international drug syndicates. We are the murder capital of the world. We are the rape capital of the world. We are having the highest youth unemployment rate in the world. That's their lived experience. I can tell them about my days in apartheid. Yes, they understand and sympathize, but what about them? This new South Africa under the current ANC government, unfortunately, has been a total, total disappointment. But I think political parties like us, as Action SA, we've got a major role to play for them to really understand our history. But to say, let's worry to a large extent on the future, because without any doubt, history is important because it shapes our future. People, our kids need to know about this. You know, last night I went out to dinner with my two kids, and I was telling them about Robert Sobukwe. They says, "Who's that?" I got them to go
You're
Walu,
joking.
the restaurant. Yeah. And you can imagine my daughter is 31, my boy's 21. Both the lawyer and honors degree, this thing,
So we're not
and
even learning
they
our
look.
own history at schools.
No, that's what we had such a wonderful engagement, and I see it appears to me that Section SA, hope I'm not naive, that we are now appearing to be an alternative for the youth of this country, because that's a message I send them out. I share with them to my days of growing up, going to school without shoes in winter, being punished for my mother not being able to pay my 25 cents school fees, but showed them it is possible to get out of this situation, but it would require them to go out and vote and decide the kind of leaders that they deserve.
What are you going to tell those youth who turn to you and say, "But Mr. Mashaba, my vote doesn't change anything"? What's your honest response to them?
Every time, one of the days, you're most welcome to accompany me to my public engagements, and I do this literally every day. I just use my 10 fingers to say,
Explain.
here's here's the voting population of South Africa. Whatever number I'm using my hands, because I've got only five each 10. So in a democratic South Africa right now, what is happening? Five people decide no on the day of voting, says no, my vote doesn't count. Only five people go and vote. Out of the five, three vote for a party that has made them suffer for the last
32
32 years,
years.
and then the other two other vote for other political parties. And then I said, now tell me who's going to govern, because one thing that you must understand, whether you go and vote or not, you're going to government is going to be there. Unfortunately, we are not going to not have government because you've opted not to vote. So now tell me. Now, these three that got the majority, now they must vote. Who voted them into power? Who power? So they all agree. They can see these five. They've directly participated in the continuation of their suffering. And I can tell you, every time I finish with that,
It's like a penny dropped.
you can just please just look in our social media. You look at the branches that we open as Section SA every day. Today at the Vosloorus police station, honestly, I don't know how many youth we registered, and I wasn't there for politics. I was there to get the police for the safe return of Mazwi, the guy who's
Who's been
kidnapped
kidnapped?
by illegal, and obviously the community came, and some of them we had to use my vehicle too, because they did not have their IDs with them and they had not voted before. We would really send the cars. Our colleagues went go to the houses, bring back. They come back with the IDs, and we'll register them with the IEC just there and there.
I want to read you the headline, and I've only seen the headline because I seriously saw this 2 minutes before I walked into studio this afternoon. But the Daily Maverick has a headline at the moment, and it is this. It says, "Rather than the failures of incumbent municipal leadership, the deeper, more pressing matter confronting local governance in South Africa is the apparent lack of willingness or ability among South African citizens to vote competent and ethical leadership into power." And I think that just hit me really, really, really hard. And I'm wondering, to what extent do we have a cultural issue here? To what extent are we taking our rights for granted? To what extent are we passive participants in our own lives?
I look at it from a historical perspective, and I share this with the people openly, because it's a fact. You must understand, for black people come from the brutal past, violence that confined us like cattle and so forth. So our lives for centuries had to be decided by someone else. As a black person, you are not allowed by violence not to express yourself or have a view. It was a recipe for disaster. This happened for many years.
Interesting.
So it's a kind of situation that I'm determined personally to really educate people not to rely on someone else. Because what happens with a lot of our youth and my black South Africans and even other countries, why we take things for granted? Because it's been a culture forced on us for many years to always rely on someone else to make the decision for you.
I hear you,
And I
and
think and
that
there's no way anyone can debate with us because it was through violent means that you not be allowed to express yourself.
it makes a lot of sense to me what you're saying. I'm also wondering if there isn't some blame to be laid on the fact that if you are a young black South African, maybe it's just inconceivable for you to be able to vote against the ANC. That is, after all, the party that
No,
fought for
no,
your
no. I can
liberation,
tell
that
you. I
freed
can.
you, that how can you do that? I mean, is it not
No,
better to
no, no.
just sit at home?
I can tell you right now. Even older people. I think if you look at us as Section SA, after 2024, we are a 5-year-old political party. But if you look at our performance in the by-elections, if you look at the branches we're now launching. Old, young, and the reason why people don't want to vote because they don't want anything to do with the ANC.
Interesting.
The ANC, honestly, it's a persona non grata with majority of Black South Africans today as we speak. The only thing that one needs to really give them a home, and obviously, when you have unfortunately white political parties, one thing I've realized they are too scared of them. The very same youth who are scared of they've had enough of ANC. But then, unfortunately, if you look at white political parties, that obviously they actually fail to speak to them because they are refusing to embrace a multicultural South
As
Africa.
the
Some of
realities of,
us,
yeah.
we lived experience. I had no business to be in politics outside the love of my country. And when I saw Musi Maimane and so forth, and disappointed with the ANC, I thought at the time I said, the DA has to really be an alternative. And I've got 3 years of direct experience that no one can take that lived experience from me, that there's absolute resistance to transform our society and equitable. They don't believe in social justice. So it's a very interesting but obviously worrisome situation in our country.
Final question for you, probably a stupid question given that you are the leader of Action SA, but are you positive about our future here in South Africa?
I can tell you more positive than ever. The 4 hours I spent, I left the Vosloorus RAS being frustrated after the police made me. They ran around, ignored me, they showed me not their competence, actually, because I was saying to my colleagues, we were saying, is this incompetence? I said, no, this is not the incompetence. It's the capture of the criminal justice system by criminals. And just before I got home, I get a call. One of the guys who was released, the police went behind my back to go and rearrest him. So that shows you when you are determined. And when I left the police station, I spoke to the provincial commissioner and I told them, I said, you guys must understand. You dealing with me, I'm not going to give up on this. I'd already announced that the police station said I'm taking this matter up with the Minister of Police to expose the rot in this police station. So they went behind my back. You can look at the last X account that I've just sent. They went to arrest one of the rearrest the person that they released because they couldn't explain to me why these people were released. So this shows you when you have the determination to correct what is wrong, It is possible. So, honestly, if I look at, I spent 34 years of my life under that evil system of apartheid. If we could beat that, I don't see why
Beat anything.
we can be defeated by criminals. Because right now we are governed by criminals, and I've never really been scared of criminals. That's why I face them. You can look at my social media platforms. You look at my determination. Nothing is going to stop us from actually saving this country.
That's a really great place to leave it on this Freedom Day. Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA, really appreciate your input this afternoon. Thank you so very much.